Ice Cold Killers. Book 1. The Rituals of Murderers. Narrated by Sam Devereaux. Chapter 1. Police intensify the hunt for serial killers. Serial killers are people of habit who often kill according to established patterns, a fact exploited by the police. With the help of forensic analysis, personal profiles, and communication strategies, investigators are constantly honing their methods to catch those who are driven to kill again and again. By Gorm Palmgren. Three people disappeared without a trace in the Canadian metropolis of Toronto between 2010 and 2012. Local police routinely investigated each case, but there was nothing to immediately indicate that the missing people had been victims of a crime. Perhaps they had committed suicide, or maybe they just wanted to start over in a new place, somewhere no one knew them. But something caught the attention of the police. The three missing people had a lot in common. They were all middle-aged with roots in Central or Southern Asia, and they were all well-known in Toronto's gay village, its homosexual community. The common denominators might have been random, but they created a pattern. If the three men had been victims of a crime, it was likely that the same perpetrator was behind all three, and if so, and they had been murdered, the culprit was a serial killer. The FBI defines a serial killer as someone who murders at least two people on different occasions, with a certain amount of time between the attacks. The time aspect distinguishes a serial killer from a mass murderer who, for example, goes into a school and kills several people over a short space of time. But even though a serial killer waits weeks or months between their killings and often takes long breaks, the number of murders over the years can easily exceed even the most horrific mass murderer. In the 1990s, Colombian serial killer Luis Garavito, also known as La Bestia, the Beast, wreaked havoc in three South American countries. He ended up being convicted of 138 murders, but police suspect him of killing more than twice as many people. Although it's not part of the definition of a serial killer, they are often characterized by carrying out murders in a specific way and going after a certain type of victim. Luis Garavito's victims were always easy to recognize. They were boys between the ages of 6 and 16 who were often homeless city dwellers or poor farm workers, and they were tied up, tortured, and raped before being stabbed to death with either a knife or a screwdriver. Police use such commonalities to create a profile of a serial killer and his victims. The profile helps investigators link relevant cases together and get a sense of what the offender is like and where they can find him. The missing men in Toronto suggested someone that frequented the same places as middle-aged gay immigrants, so the police started their investigation in the city's gay village. No body, no crime. In 2013, an anonymous tip sent police on the trail of a 61-year-old self-employed landscape gardener, Bruce MacArthur. The source said that MacArthur had had an affair with two of the missing men, and he didn't deny it. He even said that one had been employed by his small company for a while. The police didn't target MacArthur, but saw him as a witness who could give them insight into the missing men's comings and goings. They found nothing suspicious, and since no bodies had been found, they couldn't even be sure a crime had been committed. So the police dropped the case. But just 2 years later, in 2015, the case files were dusted off as, one by one, middle-aged men began to disappear again in Toronto. Even though they didn't all perfectly fit the profile, the police were no longer in doubt that there was a link between them. Then, in June 2017, a 49-year-old gay man disappeared without a trace during Toronto's Pride Festival, and it became a turning point in the police investigation. When police searched the man's apartment,